It's 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and once again we are chatting with Chapman, Barry Chapman. The plumbing boss is in the house, and I see, Barry, today you brought along some friends, and the friends were carrying lots of equipment, a huge 1,000-litre tank and a pump and all. What's going on?
Yeah, so our little prize giveaway that we were talking about, just thought I'd bring the bits and pieces so we could show them off. I had two of my fantastic staff, Beggy and Victor, that decided to come assist us. And so we've got the 1,000-litre Slimline Africa tank, nice grey in colour, nice and strong. They the only blow molded tank in Southern Africa, which makes them unbelievably strong. And they're a hell of a lot lighter than the other standard tanks.
Because I noticed they brought and looked like a very impressive piece of kit, and they sort of carried it with no problem. So
So from over the years working with Africa tanks, you know, sometimes we have to pick up tanks and carry them over house roofs and things like that. To be able to pick up a 5,000-litre tank, take it up over a roof and drop it back down the other side with like two or three people is a breath of fresh air in comparison to the five or six that you would need. And then you start risking about damaging gutters and all sorts of other things. So from that side, they have been amazing. And then we brought along the pressure pump. It's a Leo pressure pump. Beautiful. They've just rebranded, so they're nice, and they used to be this greeny turquoisey color. They've now rebranded into a gorgeous gray and orange. Shows up quite nicely. And that's a 0.75 standard pressure pump, just perfect for a domestic household to keep your life pressurized and keep the pressure on in your house. And then we got a item which I absolutely love them. They should be in every municipal backup tank. It's called the Tank Buddy, and that was from Water Components South Africa. And it is a two-level float switch. So basically like your toilet cistern refill mechanism, except it only fills up when it's at the set, starts filling up when it's at its set point, and then shuts off at your second set.
So it keeps your tank full. And I need to just explain to anyone that's listening to this, this is not a rain harvester. This is, in fact, a municipal water backup. 100%. So it's connected to your municipal supply, and it keeps the tank full. And when the municipal supply fails, because, and I say this with this sort of confidence, because it does occasionally, you know, there's work being done, or there's been problems on the reservoir, which has happened of late, or there's a major drought, which could happen and has happened in the past, and generally speaking, water supply is interrupted, you will have 1,000 liters of good potable water, how does one pronounce that word, and that will be, it'll keep the pressure in your system constant, which is why the pressure pump is so important. 100%. And the beauty of this entire backup is that you can win it free. You see, we're talking free a lot today.
We're loving free. Yes.
So, Barry, how does one get a chance to win this wonderful prize?
So, in collaboration with the fantastic Life and Style Radio, we're going to be putting together a couple of posts on social media. And it's just a matter of liking and sharing and tagging friends and family and liking the relevant pages. And we are going to run this for the month of April and the month of May. And in early June, we will be going through all the criteria and making sure all the boxes are ticked. And we will be announcing the winner in early June.
Now, you know, if you're listening to this and thinking, well, it sounds interesting, but da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, life is strange. Sometimes it's your time. And you could simply take enough interest in what we're talking about to get involved. And that alone could give you, how much is the prize worth?
So the entire installation is within the region of about 15,000 rand.
Look at that. Look at that. You see, it's something that will give you peace of mind, but it also enhances the value of your property.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. There's the financial value, but then there's the peace of mind value that comes with almost, you can't put a quantum to it.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very lovely prize. And Barry Chapman and the team from Chapman Plumbing would be delighted to make your acquaintance and to appoint it, to connect it to your home if you are indeed the winner. So there it is. Just follow on social media, either Life and Style or Chapman Plumbing. You'll find all the details. It's very simple. I'm sure it's going to be very simple to enter, very simple to be in it, to win it. And we can't wait to announce the winner. And I have a feeling it's going to be you.
Yeah, and then we've got some other very exciting news before we wrap up this fantastic morning. So a couple of years ago, there was the removal of the requirement for a COC for geysers, heat pumps, and solar geyser installations.
That's a certificate of compliance.
Certificate of compliance.
Yes.
There was some uprawlings in the industry and don't really have the pinpoint on exactly how they managed to do it. I don't think a lot of people managed to know how the regulations got changed so quickly. But since that, there's been a void left in the market. Now, a geyser, a water heater, if not installed correctly, is a potential bomb. Very simple. Go onto YouTube and go Google exploding geysers and you'll be absolutely horrified. Roofs, double skin walls blown to pieces, those kind of things if geysers are not installed correctly. Now, the relative stakeholders in the industry, Institute of Plumbing South Africa, the Plumbing Industry Registration Board, and a whole bunch of other players have now been working quite hard to re-regulate this industry because it is such a risk. And they've managed to register SAQCC Plumbing South Africa, which is basically now a professional, the quality controls. And then the High Pressure Vessels Act has now been brought into geyser installations. So the requirement for a COC to be issued on those geysers and be audited and properly inspected to make sure that they're being installed in a safe and compliant manner is now going to be enforced again. So we're looking at probably the next 2 or 3 months for it to be finalized. And for me, as a very proud plumber in the industry, it's a massive step forward.
Well, does it mean that, and I just question, if you have a non-compliant geyser, in other words, you don't have a certificate of compliance, would that void your insurance claim?
So there are some geyser manufacturers that if you don't have a certificate of compliance for your geyser, they don't honor the warranty. And I think it's going to become more and more of a item that's needed. Insurance companies. A lot of insurance companies, if you don't have a certificate of compliance for your geyser installation, then they will void the warranties.
Wow.
And they will also... So if you have a geyser replacement and there's pre-existing non-compliances, which safety issues, drainages, drip trays, those kind of things... If you don't have those issues rectified and a new certificate of compliance issued, they might pay for your geyser to be replaced, but they won't pay for any latent damages from the issue, which could sum up to hundreds of thousands.
So be advised, be warned. This is something that is pending, and it will become mandatory shortly. If you're unsure, get hold of the plumbing boss or any of your the qualified, certified professionals in the arena and just double check to make sure. You don't want to end up with a problem down the line because ignorance of the law is no defense. It's one of those things. I didn't know. Well, that you should have, because
ultimately
such is life.
Ultimately, at the end of the day, the onus falls on the homeowner. So whoever you employ to do your job, make sure they registered, credible, have all the necessary insurances and everything in place, because if something does go awry, you know that your back is covered.
There we go. Mm.
The important part about employing a professional.
And that's where we leave it for today. Barry Chapman and Chapman Plumbing continuously bringing us the good news on the morning show on a Tuesday. This will be up as a podcast shortly. Very exciting competition. When does it go live? When do we launch?
I would imagine this week.
Ooh.
Sometime.
Very nice. So be one of the first off the mark. Get set, go. And hopefully we will be able to announce you as the winner shortly. Thank Barry, you. Lovely chatting. We'll catch up in a week's time.
Thank you so much.